Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. I'm Shirley Shepherd. Welcome to Looking for My Give a Fuck. I'm just doing the damn thing. I'm just doing the damn thing. Giving a fuck and doing the damn thing. I'm already on one. I'm Shirley Shepherd, your crazy host of Looking for My Give a Fuck, you know. Looking for My Give a Fuck, you know. Looking for My Give a Fuck. 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 Good morning, good morning, good morning. I'm Shirley Shepherd.
Woo! Woo! Yes, indeed. My brother did that for me last week or something. Oh, well, I'm so excited. I'm Shirley. You already know that, right? I am so excited about my new intro. I heard some stuff on it, so my brother kind of fixed that. But I love it because everyone knows who hears the show that I never know how to do the opening. So he knocked it out for me. But let me just brag a little bit because I love it. I totally love it. So I'm just starting or whatever. It's my show, right? So I was looking every year or every time I'm going to do some new music. And so I'm looking on this thing and it's like $6.99 a month and you could have access to all this free music. I should have known that there was something there, free music, $6.99. Anyway, I go to my brother. I'm like, you know, I like this song. Can you work it out or whatever? And then I said, you know, that's okay. I'm going to go ahead and pay the $6.99, blah, blah, blah. But I'd already promised to, you know, pay him. But I, you know, here's money, but I already did it, which don't make no damn sense. But that's how I work at times. And the next morning, I get that sent to me. And you have to understand, he had to go through a few of my shows to get those great clips. And so for me, it's more than just an opening. It's someone that took their time to say, okay, let me go in. It's kind of like, here's how I, it's been one of these rough weeks. We'll talk about that in a minute. But it's kind of like when someone asks me to do something, I go completely out of the way. If I charge you $100, you can best believe I'm putting $1,000 on it. It's just my nature. It's just what I do. And for one of the first times my brother does this for me without even necessarily having to, and he gave me that save love that I give to not only him, to everyone else. I was screaming when I heard it. I know you guys are like, it's not that. Yes, it's huge. And I love it. Woo! I love it. Do you guys like it? Okay, welcome, welcome, welcome. I see Mary's on the line. She's probably at work, but I hope she'll have time to, and she'll let me know, plug her show. As you guys can see, I have a new logo. And yes, Mary, thank you for your vote. But I had to go back in and make some changes. And look at the logo now. It has blogtalkradio.com. And it also has Sunday and also has the time. And it's so exciting. And it was a free logo because mama's on a budget. That was just so good. That intro, I needed that. I really, really, really needed that. We got some heavy things to touch on today. One being that my dog wants to get out the door, but he cannot. We've got some heavy things to talk about. I want to share with you because this show is really about looking for my give a fuck and what does that mean and what happens to the body, what happens to the soul, how do you get back up, how do you roll, do you think you're going to get back up? I mean, there's a whole lot of things that I've experienced this Thursday, and we'll talk about Thursday in a minute. There was some verbiage that I found, and it's, I have to use this somewhere in the show, and it says, just a quote, it's time to find yourself and let go of the unnecessary fucks along the way. I just love that. That has to be my new tag. It's time to find yourself and let go of the unnecessary fucks along the way. Okay. Now you're probably saying, what's going on? How's things going? And all that other great stuff. Let me do one thing. Please open door for dog. Open. Sorry, you guys, for dog. I'm so busy doing 18 million things. Okay, you guys, I'm going to say that one more time because it totally fucking makes me laugh when every time I see it. It's just hilarious. Sorry, everyone. My dog's crying and I'm trying to figure stuff out. Online now. Okay. Sorry, you guys. It's my show, and I am acting a little bit of a fool. You know what I realized? I have the opening, but I didn't make it a closing. So, Mary, if you remind me, please tell me how to hit this damn thing for the closing. Okay, everyone. Again, I want to go ahead and say what I said. I know the show's all over the place, and the fact that I'm doing the show stands on its own accord. Okay, so being all over the place, I don't give a damn. I'm on the air. It is what it is. It's 2024. I missed last week. This doggy doesn't feel good. He's throwing up, and I hope he doesn't throw up on me now. Anyway, hold on, Mary. Hold on. Tezzy, stop it. Mary, are you there?
Good morning.
Good morning. My dog. Can you say something while I put my headphones down and give my dog to the babysitter? Okay, it just takes 2 minutes. So say something. Run my show. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so welcome to Looking for My Give a Fuck with your co-host, Mary Hopkins. I kind of just really wanted to say, I really want Shirley to hear this, though. So I'm just going to chill until she comes back because there's something that I want to say to her and I want to say to all the rest of your listeners. Okay. Okay, so I just kind of filled in a little bit, but there was something that I kind of wanted to say to you and something that I realized this week that really was shown to me this week, and I'll talk about that later on my own show. I won't take up your time. But I just want you to know that you are, as a woman, we are some of the strongest bitches strongest and baddest bitches I've ever met in my entire life. And I don't ever want you to ever forget that. And I'll explain that later, but I never want you ever to fucking forget that.
Oh, okay. Ooh. Thank you. Thank you. I guess that's just the movement into what's been going on. Oh, gosh.
Yep.
Okay. So, this is the hardest part. And this is a question I'm going to pose before I say anything. If you find out that you have, let's say, cancer, do you keep it from your friends and family and only share with a few immediate family members? And if you do you think that's the right thing to do, or if you do that, or if you have done that, have you realized the impact that it has placed on the people that are ones that hold in and watch and be within that journey with you alone? Because I have a duty. I had a duty not to call my family when my mom experienced something. So let's start there. A couple of weeks before, I think, Christmas, I think maybe it was the beginning of December, my mom kept putting this Vaseline on her ear. In fact, she kept stealing my Vaseline. Now, Mama's yellow. She don't need no damn Vaseline. Vaseline is used. Okay, that's my joke. Anyway, I was like, why is she taking my Vaseline? Shoot, I'm ashy.
You ain't never lied about that.
So she kept using it, and I had noticed that there was this thing on her ear, but I thought maybe she nicked it or something. She cuts her hair, and I didn't think anything of it. So a day comes, and she says, Shirley, can you come in my room and come and sit on my bed? I said, nope. Fresh away when a mother says, come sit on my bed. I said, no, I'm not sitting on that bed. What do you have to tell me? Well, if you notice, I have this thing on my ear. I went to the dermatologist because, I have a lot of moles. And, the mole I didn't even think about was this thing in my ear. And the doctor did a biopsy, real painful one. And that was 2 weeks ago. So now I'm already, so that's 2 weeks of her not telling us, okay? And she said, well, I just got a call, and it's skin cancer. I walked out of the room. I walked out of the room. I walked out of the room because there was nothing else I could do. I ran in slow motion. My mother just said, what? She got skin cancer. What? I couldn't speak. I lay down. I swear to God, I lay down. Now, I'm sure that my mom and I will have a conversation on that going, hey, I was talking to you and you kind of just left me hanging there, sister. I did. I froze. I went to bed. So I'm sure it was later that day when I was kind of getting myself together. I said, well, she must have come to me, I'm sure. Well, you know, I don't want anyone to know. Tiffany and Jay know. I don't know if the grandkids know. I don't know. I haven't told little Quan. And, you know, just you and Dirk and Jay and Tiffany. I said, what the fuck? Let's get on the phone with Aunt Joanne now. No, I don't want my sister to worry. I don't want my friends to worry. I don't want the family to worry. But you want me to worry. Yep, that's my interpretation. But you want me to worry and carry the weight. That was her wish. But that may have been my mama's wish. I couldn't get on the phone and call Aunt Joanne, and boy, did I want to. Because Aunt Joanne is my mama's sister, and Aunt Joanne is the most important thing to me, second to my mama, and I just didn't know what to do. I was throwing up at night. Everyone in our family dealt with it differently. I mean, my sister and I kind of got into it a little bit, and then, you know, it was a little tough at the beginning. We were shocked. When you hear the word cancer, I mean, for 57 years, I don't know, I mean, it doesn't matter. I never had to write on something, your immediate family is their cancer. No, of course not. We're black and we're perfect. So I tell my son, because she said we couldn't tell the grandkids. Well, you can't tell me what I can say to my son. I mean, you can, but I'm not going to let that happen because she loves my son more than she loved me. So I got Quan on the phone and he happened to be on speakerphone. And I want to add this. There's something between my son and I that we are so distant. It's scary. Sometimes I go back, what was it, 30, 34 years? When did I give birth? Somebody bring me a picture because this motherfucker is not my child. There's something wrong there. But his life is his grandma. So I put him on speaker. Mom was in the bathroom. I said, tell your grandson. Well, I don't want to tell. No, tell your grandson. She told him. She said, I'm going to be all right, baby. I'm going to be all right. And my son, who's this new married firefighter, now paramedic with a nurse, with a wife who's a nurse who's going to buy a house, this strong man, his voice just went, are you sure, Grandma? She couldn't answer it. Okay, Grandma. Then I saw my son shrink. And then he lifted up and he said, okay, Grandma, well, I'm going to check in on you. See, everything will be all right. He's now training as a paramedic, and his wife's mother died of cancer, and his wife's a nurse. So just let that sit for a minute. So I finally had to face my mom, and one morning, about a day later, terrible daughter, and I said, what kind of cancer is it? And she gave me the name of the cancer, and she goes, I don't know much about it, but they said, you know, they can get it all out, but I have to have this surgery, and I don't know the date of the surgery, and I'm just this, and I'm like, hold up, let's just find out what it is. And I get to my office I think maybe the next day. I didn't jump online like I usually do. Anytime I have anything on me, I jump on the line. What is it? You know, and I didn't do it this time. And I wait, and I got in my office at work, and I sat there for a minute, and I said, you know, should I do my motions, or should I look this up? Yeah, I'm exposing my crazy, right? My fear and how I work. I looked it up and I was like, oh, okay. Ooh, this is okay. I mean, we're going to get through this. We're not getting through it. It was my mom that had to deal with that word cancer. It's my mom that had to deal with not telling family because she didn't want them to be scared. It's my mom that has seen several people die when she heard the word cancer. And now she has it. And I run home. Mom, this is, you know, this is common. Da, da, da. And she looked at me. Cancer's never common. I still couldn't look at her. So I kind of went ghost on a couple of my friends, Mary being one of them. And finally, I had to call her. I said, Mary, you can understand you lost your mom and, you know. And Mary, tell her anything about medical stuff, she going to research it because that's what white folks do. And I was mad because I couldn't tell anyone. I had to do this on my own. I was mad. And then all of a sudden, I told her, I told Mary, I told another friend, Jerry. Jerry's also in the medical field, so she was able. Jerry's a little more real. She's like, girl, it could be okay, but it might not be okay. I don't even know what to tell you, but I'm here. I'm like, Jerry, you in one of those moods? She goes, I just don't want to hear it. I can't. I can't. I lost my mom to cancer. I'm like, God damn it. I told a friend, one more friend of mine, because I work with her a lot with her business, Sabrina. Sabrina lost her mom last year in March, cancer. And Mary lost her mom with a mixture of all kinds of goodies. And all they could say to me, in a sense, is that it's a continual of getting through it, but they didn't have words. They just had, I'm here. I didn't think, what the fuck do you mean? I'm pure here. I don't need anything. I'm good now. This is like a weekend. I know what's going on. I'm feeding mom. Everything's good, but I'm watching her lose weight. I must have lost 20 pounds. I'm watching Christmas come and go without that sparkle. I'm hearing her fear, which jumped upon my soul. But I didn't know how to get close. All I could do was push myself further away, not even realizing that. I couldn't fathom the thought of us four siblings or her children having to sit down and finally go through her documents, which she's already requested when it comes to how she's going to do X, Y, Z, and everything's organized and we're all going to be okay. I couldn't fathom. But every day she carried on. She didn't know in the middle of the night when I couldn't sleep, I could hear her holding those rosaries. She's a closet Catholic. She was rubbing those beads in the middle of the night. I wasn't a very good daughter. I was scared. Who's going to take care of me? How do I take care of you? I can't tell people. I can't do anything. What do I do? How do I work this out? I pushed away my family, myself. In fact, 2 weeks before her surgery, we finally had a surgery date, which was January 18th. And 2 weeks before that, I felt that, oh, I'm accepting this. This is fine. I have no feelings. Ah, this is how that works. Okay. This is God has prepared me, the God that I don't talk to often and I think sometimes ain't one of the gods that are in the books, right? Okay. We'll talk about that another day. But I know it's a higher, something greater than me, of course. Shit, go down the street, there's someone greater than me, though. But anyway, I'm like, I forgot where I was at. But the bottom line, I'm like, okay, I'm calm. I got this. I'm calling up my friends, cussing them back out, cussing Mary out about our men and shit like that. I'm doing all this without cussing Sabrina out. You're just doing the old me without, and now I know, with Mary knowing what was happening. I didn't. I was at work on Tuesday. I think it was Wednesday, and I work with some bitches. Boy, I'm telling you, they make me look like a mouse, these bitches. These are some black women. I have learned how to work with black people. And when your soul not right, they come to you. So I worked with white people forever. I miss working with my black people. I miss working with people that can get it without you having to say a word, because they just familiar with them looks. It's a cultural thing. It's not something that we explain. It's just cultural. It's not often we can't cover up what's happening inside of us. And any time it starts to spill out, we see. Again, that's a cultural thing that I've experienced, and I don't know how to explain it. But I had one friend come to the office. She goes, hey, you okay? You're knocking stuff out. I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. She said, Shirley, can I just give you a hug? And I broke. I said, why do you want to give me a hug? First of all, don't hug me. We don't hug in this family or this friendship. And she said, I know you said your mom was having a procedure. You weren't sure about it, but I just want to give you a hug. I'm like, oh, thanks. Everything's fine. Everything's fine. And I went to another friend, and I call her my Sag friends. If you have any friends that are Sagittarius, they are just the funniest people in the world and the honest, most honest people in the world. And we talk about her situation because that always takes me out of my own head. And she said, Shirley, you don't look good. I'm like, what, my makeup? Vanity 6. I know I use this new base. It's a little dark, you know. And she's like, wow, no. I'm like, what's wrong? You know, it's she just don't look good. Go home. I'm like, RBs? It's like, oh, what? She goes, just don't look good. She goes, here's a candle. I'd like you to light that candle. And I'm like, what is wrong? I'm fine. She said, I want to share this really quick with you. A few years ago, I get a call. My mom was killed in a car accident. I look just like you look. Go home. I'm like, but my mom's not dying per se. Everything's going to be fine. She said, go home. Go home and face it. I waited. I didn't get home for hours. 7, 8 o'clock. The night before her surgery. She's in the kitchen and she's, I think she's either cooking or she's in the kitchen or probably this time she's just at exhausted. You know, she just wants to get this over. She wants to be able to share with friends, I'm sure. I don't know. But I said, okay, we ready to go. She said, yes, I'm ready. All right. All right, let's get this ready tomorrow morning. Blah, blah, blah. We got this. And I came in my room and I closed the door and I broke. And if any of you guys followed my stuff on Facebook, it was a song, you know, have you checked on me? I've been drinking a lot. Because I didn't know how many friends noticed what was happening, or even people I love. Men, you are horrible at it. No. And Mary calls. And I told her the truth. I'm scared. I can't go hug her. I don't know what to do. I don't know how to do this. And she says, well, God forbid something happens. You're not going to go and hug her? I'm like, we don't hug in this family. She said, but maybe you need to. It's like, can't. I can't. And all Mary did was listen. Never judged. Never thought, what a horrible person. All she said at the end of my excuses is, I'm here for you. She never said, well, you know, I should do that because I'm going to have my mom and da-da-da. No, she didn't do all that because this was my journey. She just says, well, I'm here for you. What do you mean? I'm just crying. I mean, it's good. I'm good, though, because earlier today I was feeling good, and she says, I'm here for you. I'm like, white girl, you don't even know what that means. She said, I'm here for you. We always go to the different colors when we think people don't know what we're going through, right? I didn't sleep that night. In fact, I went and got a couple bottles of wine. I'd wondered if anyone knew the pain I was in, including her. But everyone did but me. That evening, I kept going in her room checking on her. I just wanted to jump in that bed and be with my mama. We don't have that kind of relationship. The next morning, mother is regulating everybody. Okay, we got to go to the center. We got to do this. We got to do that. And she's regulating. She goes, baby, did you get some sleep? And I said, oh, yeah. She goes, no, you didn't. I said, no, mama, I can't do this. I cried. She says, you could have came in my bed last night. I said, we don't do that. She said, maybe we should. And I need you to get some tears. We got this. Family gets together. We take her to the surgery center. Tiffany is much more inclined, and she should be a nurse. What has happened, a friend of my mom's passed away. Her name was Miss Brownie. And when my mom had another surgery, a hip surgery, some surgery, we all were at the hospital together, and Miss Brownie noticed that anytime something happens to our mom, we become reverse of who we are. For instance, I'm with mom, you know, with the family. I'm like, okay, you guys, this is on Thursday. Okay, I'll go get coffee. I'll go get donuts and everything. I don't even eat. My brother, who doesn't talk a lot, was telling a story. My brother Jay was very astute but yet present and said the right things. Tiffany went right into protection mode, and I'm going in with mom. Y'all stay here. Da da da. Just this. It's very weird. Tiffany intensifies her how she does things, which is she takes control. That's her way. I run. She runs towards. I run out. I'm like out of here. Tiffany came out and told us what they were going to do. They were going to scrape the cancer. And every time they scrape it, they're going to go, it's called MOHS, I think. So they scrape it, they go and put it under, and they send it to the lab. And if there are still cancer cells, I keep doing it and I keep doing that. Well, to hit the earlobe ain't that much scraping shit. And I tell my sister, well, there's no nerves in the earlobe. Okay, you guys are all laughing at me. I didn't think there were nerves in the earlobe. Think about it, piercing my ear, right? We're getting nervous. And then these rich white folks kept coming in because they all had to get their skin tags, whatever, taken off. And we were all, it's a very small room, very small room. That was kind of symbolic to me. But anyway, so I go get the coffee, I do whatever, and my sister comes out and says, okay, they did the first round and we got to wait. An hour later, she came out and said, they got it all. They got it all. No more extra surgeries or x-rays or whatever it's called. They got it. And mother came out, and I never saw that look on her face, as if, wow, you went from, she was just beyond thankful. The color became back in her face. She already white enough, right? Yeah, she's very white. But color came back, and she was hungry. She hadn't been. We all came home, and my sister continued to care for her. And what happened to me for the past 3 days, I've been exhausted. Mentally and physically exhausted. I didn't know what feelings were really like, or facing something, or have to be strong for someone when you're not even strong enough for yourself. How to honor someone's wishes, not to tell your family. And you're just one text away from the group text. It's tired. I've been in bed. I'm a little ashamed of myself. I should be a little more figuring this out. I didn't have the capacity. So, bringing this full circle, I got a lot of work to do. But more importantly, 2 days before my mom's surgery, my brother did this opening for me. For just 1 minute, 3 seconds, 52 seconds, he went out of his own, whatever he was going through, to give me something to smile. I got a lot of lessons to learn. I got a lot of lessons to learn about life, death, friendship, silence, depression. How I thought I was so calm and cool and collected. I was not depressed, girl. I was going on down under. Friendships, love ships, life ships. I may not learn them all in this time frame, but I'll continue working on this show so that someone else can carry on and, you know, whatever. Your true you comes out, and I ran. I'm a runner. That hurts a little bit. Anyway, closing, the family knows about the cancer now and the cancer situation. She has to go get tested yearly. Now I get to mark on my thing, oh, cancer, and I have to look at my life a little different. And you guys keep calling her. She's still a little tired because her ear's hurting a little bit, but thank you. And thank you, Mary. Mary has her show. Her show is at 11 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, Blog Talk Radio, you guys. I have 14 seconds, so I have to go. I am going to extend it to an hour, but I just didn't have time today. So I'm going to close out if I can figure out my brother's song. Mary, thank you. You guys have a good week. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Morning. I'm Shirley Shepherd. Welcome to Looking for My Give a Fuck. I'm just doing the damn thing. Giving a fuck and doing the damn thing. I'm already on one. I'm Shirley Shepherd, your crazy host of Looking for My Give a Fuck. You know, Looking for My Give a Fuck. You know, Looking for My Give a Fuck. 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 Good morning. I'm Shirley Shepherd.